So can you tell me a little bit about what's happened since we spoke last there in regards to the COVID-19 vaccinations?
So yeah, on Friday last week, I think, we got a message that the special fees done before for the COVID vaccination has been reestablished. And so therefore, the price would be the same. So I told you, if the price is becoming the same as before, we'll do it again. So the idea is for us to redo it. So because we didn't have any doses left, we had to order it, and we will have it on Wednesday. Then from Thursday and after, we will be able to vaccinate again.
So Thursday this week, you'll be able to offer it again.
Exactly.
Okay. And was there any reason or warning that you guys got prior to finding this out, or is it a bit of a surprise there?
Well, as a bit of surprise, yes, that price was established until March 30th. But regarding the conditions, what the government wants people to be vaccinated, especially, it was pretty illogical. So it didn't make any sense. And I think inside the government, there was also some people telling them it doesn't make sense. Why to stop that? And so that was the idea. So they came back to the first idea, which is logical. And we're going to do it again.
And just to clarify there again, you had mentioned that it dropped by about $5. So the total that you're reimbursed for each vaccine is what, 17-ish or roughly?
Yeah, it's 17.10 instead of 11.60.
Okay, so it's quite a significant drop there.
Oh yes. You know, and it's not very profitable, I would say, that 17.10 regarding the work we spent for it. And the time in total, you know, regarding the time we have to get the phone calls, to recall people, to create a file, to ask questions, to vaccinate, to do it in immunization records of Quebec, and then to send to the patient their proof, if it's not to print out this proof. Plus, sometimes people lose their proof, come back to the pharmacy. We have to re-access to the immunization records of Quebec to reprint it or to resend it. So it's, I think per person it's around 30 minutes. So in total, and that 30 minutes, you know, 17. So it's not a good price, I would say. But you know, we do it. It's the less we can do. So we'll do for people to stay in health. Not to earn money, but there is things that are acceptable or not. That was the issue.
And it seems so strange. Like it ended March 30th. We're less than what, 2 weeks into April here. Why the gap? Do you think? Do you have any contacts with the Ministry of Health or maybe with elected officials here about why the decision was made?
No. I don't know. Probably an expectation. You know, it has been done in November 2020. So probably they have done around 18 months, because they probably planned it for 18 months. But why the 30th of March, I'm not able to tell.
Okay. And as far as the types of doses, or who are you vaccinating primarily up before the deadline? Like, what are people coming in for their boosters, or some people coming in for their first? What's the average?
It was a lot. Mainly fourth dose, but had also some third dose. Wanted their first dose and had an infection, so they had to wait 3 months to get it. So that was the idea, but I also had some first and second dose as well.
Okay, so it's not just boosters necessarily.
No,
there's still some.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mark, I want to thank you for your time. If there's anything else that we didn't mention here.
No, I think everything is fine. Yeah, you can go to book on Clic Santé, www.clicsante.ca. And so then you choose a COVID vaccination, and then the postal code, you're supposed to find us. If you don't, put the one from Chaville, J0X2Y0, and you'll find us. Mm-hmm. And I'm opening regularly dates, even if you don't see dates, for instance, next week. It's just a matter of organizing to make sure there's someone to vaccinate you, but we'll do it regularly anyway.